Queen of the Flowers, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. Franny sat and greeted the young ladies. They had raised the most money for the Lord Mayor's appeal from their charitable efforts and their acquaintances. They were not distinguished in looks, except for being young and healthy, and had tried Madame's ingenuity in finding a style of costume which would complement everyone, from Joni Smythe's rosy plumpness and blonde curls to Diane Pridham's dark solidity, Marie Bernhoff's adolescent gawkiness, and Rose Weston's premature bust. Madame had, at one point, almost accepted Phryne's suggestion of pink smocks and sunbonnets, a measure of the difficulty of her task. Miss Fisher's next suggestion, matching sugar sacks, had at least made Madame Fleury laugh, which didn't happen very often. "Salut," said Phryne. "Do sit down, ladies. I think we might venture on one glass of champagne, and I'm sure that Anatole has something charming for lunch." He coaxed the cork from the bottle. No French waiter, however cheeky, will retain his position if he wastes good champagne in popping, a practice fit only for Englishmen and barbarians, and allowed a little golden wine to trickle into Phryne's glass. She inhaled. Perfect. Sprightly and a little sweet, a gentle introduction to wine being part of a young lady's education. They sipped obediently. Diane made a face and put down the glass. She knew what she liked, and so far she didn't like wine. Child of a wealthy biscuit manufacturer and stolid from the nursery, Phryne considered. Joni gulped and choked lightly, possibly because she knew that Jean-Paul would thus have to pat her on the back. Good-natured and fond of her own way. The same might be said of me, Phryne thought, except for the bit about good-natured, and possibly more intelligent than her cream-fed looks might indicate to the casual observer. Thin, gawky Marie took another small taste, swallowed, and tried again. That one might easily prove to have taste, thought Phryne. Not the first champagne in her life, I'll warrant. Her father was a famous orchestral musician, and Marie had raised her money by putting on select thés dansants for the flirting pairs amongst her class. She herself had played the viola in the chamber ensemble.